given the things that you've said here, do you think it's possible to avoid a long-term fundamental structural change in the monetary regime?
I think that there will be a change. I mean, measured over decades, it's very hard to predict exactly. That which is unsustainable tends to go on for longer than you think and then happen more quickly than you expect, to paraphrase Rudy Dornbusch. I think that these structural flaws in the end in the system will ultimately result in a change. And the rise of China, the relative rise of China, will also result in a change through these two forces. And the question I'm trying to raise is, do we get ahead of that change, or do we help manage that change and affect some sort of rebalancing of the system? And to be absolutely clear, when I say we, I'm talking not about I'm talking about the central banks, the public side, as opposed to the private side, coming up with an entirely different decentralized system. Mm-hmm. So this is partly where we may part company at that point on the issue.
I'm all in favor of choice.
Yeah, exactly, in favor of choice, but just to be clear.